Orange County.
I had no idea that was your husband.
To New Jersey.
I never expected this.
Toughen up, toughen up.
Get behind the scenes and relive the drama.
Don't talk to him. He's a little twerp.
All of this is unimportant to me.
With exclusive interviews and celebrity guests.
Let me tell you something right now.
This is Getting Real with the Housewives.
Hey guys, welcome to Getting Real with the Housewives, a Housewives podcast from right here at Us Weekly, where we break down all your latest Housewives news, give you exclusive interviews with your favorite ladies, and dish the dirt on all things Real Housewives related. I'm your host, Christina Garibaldi. This week, we sit down with Meredith Marks from The Real Housewives of Salt Lake City, who tells us all the details on her surprising separation, the drama that is about to unfold, and how her friendship with fellow housewife Lisa Barlow changed over the season.
Well, I have to say, I am absolutely loving this season. It is so much fun. I just watched the second episode, and it is great. So how are you feeling just a couple of weeks into this, and how has your life changed so far?
Well, my life is just busier. It was always very busy. I was always, you know, very career-driven, and of course, my family takes a lot of time and energy, but this has just thrown a whole new thing into my world, and it's keeping me really busy, not giving me a lot of social time, which is okay. Yeah. But it's fun, and I'm actually very relieved to have seen the first couple episodes to sort of have that out there to be moving forward, because it was kind of, you know, waiting all this time. Yeah. You know, you have anxiety festering and you're like, well, what's it going to be? And now I'm like, okay, it's all fine.
Yeah.
You
know, I mean, what has been the reaction? Yeah, it's going to be fine. What has been the reaction from family, from friends, and even from fans?
I mean, it's been like, it's been so positive and exceeded anything I could have expected on that side. I was anticipating, a lot more negativity, I'll be honest, just because you put yourself in the public light and you kind of, you know, people can be very mean. And so I was sort of prepared and bracing for much, much, much worse. Mm-hmm. I was pleasantly surprised, and my family's been very receptive, very supportive, and my friends as well. So it's gone well. I have no complaints yet.
What has been the reaction to the Mormon community in Salt Lake?
So I would say that question, I probably would defer to one of my castmates who's more involved there, because, you know, I'm really not very involved in the Mormon community. Yep. I am Jewish, you know?
Right. Yeah. Well, we do get to meet you. We get to meet your family. I'm obsessed with your son. He is so fantastic. What's been his reaction so far? Is he loving it?
He is loving it. It's been really positive for him. He worked really hard over these last couple of years to launch his own brand, and that's why he took the semester off last semester, was to work on that and live with me and sort of support me during a difficult time as well. Mm-hmm. You know, he's gotten a very favorable response, and so he's put in a lot of hard work to get to where he is on his brand, and so he's just delighted to have, you know, a warm reception. It's been great.
That's great. I mean, you know, coming off the first episode, was that the birthday party of your dreams?
Probably more of the birthday party of Jen Shah's dreams than mine, but it was, you know, it was a kind gesture for her to throw it. And, I'm grateful for that.
Yeah,
for sure.
Definitely. At the party, do you think Mary was a little bit out of line when, you know, she kind of, her and Jen had words?
You know, I personally found the whole interchange to be out of line. Yeah. I maybe have a different point of view than most of the ladies on a lot of these things. To me, it's always about picking a time and a place. Yeah. And when there's a party for either for your friend's birthday or your friend is hosting or whatever it may be, it's just not the right time and place. Yeah. And, and you saw how I tried to just say, look, let's move on. This is just not the time.
Yeah.
So, I don't really know who's quite at fault there for that, because they both engaged in it, you know, and neither of them seemed to want to back down until I went in to really beg them to back down.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, speaking of wrong time, wrong place, in the second episode, we do see some of the ladies kind of team up against Lisa when you're all out for dinner. I mean, was that kind of hard for you to watch, since the two of you are such good friends?
I mean, yes, it was hard for me on a few different levels. What was upsetting to me was I had literally right before, earlier that day, you know, on the ski slope, said to Whitney and to Heather, I said, look, address it with her. You know, she doesn't want to make you feel bad. If, right. if you're feeling bad, please tell her, but do it one-on-one. And if it had been me and them and Lisa and maybe, you know, one other person, fine. But there were like 8 or 9 people at that dinner. It was a lot of people who, you know, Lisa really didn't know all, some of them all that well. And I felt it was just a very uncomfortable situation for everybody.
Yeah. I mean, do they move forward from this, or do Lisa and Heather and Lisa and Whitney kind of bump heads all season?
Well, of course, you have to watch and see. But, you know, everyone does to some degree move forward with everything because yep. we have to get to an end somehow.
Sure. That is true. That is true. How did this, because I know that you and Lisa have been friends for years. Were you ever worried bringing cameras into the mix and kind of having everybody document your lives that it could put a strain on your friendships? Because we have seen that happen to housewives in the past who were friends before coming on the show.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting. I, prior to filming, never thought that much about that.
Yeah.
Because I've kept my relationships with my friends somewhat individual. I'm not a big, like, group friendship person. I mean, I'll go out in groups, but I don't engage necessarily in the relationship in a group, if that makes sense.
Right.
And so it didn't really occur to me until I sort of like saw that dynamic even that day at Snowbird. I was like, oh, wow,
yeah,
this could be very intense. And so, you know, I did get very nervous about it. And Lisa and I did have many, many conversations, you know, about remaining supportive of one another and trying to, you know, figure out the best way to navigate everything, because we do care about our friendship. It's important to both of us.
Yeah. Did you guys ever have any disagreements throughout the season? And do you feel that your friendship is still just as strong as it was before the camera started rolling?
Yes, I feel it's just as strong and in some ways stronger, but it's also different. You have a different dynamic involved. And, you know, there's a lot of different pressures coming into play, a lot of different people coming into play. But overall, you know, it's definitely as strong and in some areas stronger.
Yeah.
But, you know, you kind of like we have a different relationship now because it's just more intense. There's a lot more factors that are coming into play rather than it was just like our families were friends. We were friends. It was simple.
Yeah.
This is a little less simple.
I mean, in the teaser for the upcoming weeks, it seems like Mary might get in between your friendship with Jen. Could you kind of tease a little bit about that and how does that dynamic work?
Yeah, I mean, for me, as I mentioned, I'm very into individual relationships.
Yeah.
And because of that, I have never really had a problem maintaining friendships with two women who may not get along that well. And I can still be friends with both of them and still be a good friend to both of them. And this, you know, I just am not very receptive to someone telling me who I can and cannot be friends with at 48 years old. I'm not in high school. Mm-hmm. And so that becomes a problem for me, and you'll have to watch and see the rest.
Right. I mean, do you feel like you were forced to choose sides at certain points throughout the season?
I feel like there was pressure to choose sides, but it's that's not who I am. And, you know, I am a very supportive friend, but I don't necessarily have to alienate somebody else to be supportive of you. That's just not my viewpoint. That to me is kind of like a mean girl's viewpoint.
Right.
My view is I like to support other women. I like to bring other women up. I don't like to like hurt people. I don't want to take anyone down. That's just, it's not my vibe. It's not my energy. So I do my best to navigate that.
Mm-hmm. I mean, would you say that now that, you know, the season is finished, you finished filming, are you in a good place with most of the women, or do you feel, do you have any regrets?
I think I'm in a good place with most of the women, but, you know, at some level, there was definitely a lot that went on behind my back. There was definitely some conversations that were negative about me and particularly my marriage behind my back that I am aware of. I don't know exactly how they transpired. I don't know who's the instigator. I have my suspicions, of course, but I'm going to watch and see along with the rest of the world, and that will answer a lot of questions for me. As you know, things move forward, and then I may not be, I may like a lot of the women a lot less. We'll see.
Right. I'll check in with you at the end of the season and then we'll figure that out. You did mention your marriage, and you do open up about your separation in the second episode, which I think might surprise a few people. So, I mean, was that difficult for you to kind of be open and honest about that? And what is kind of the state of your relationship now?
So, yes, it was extremely difficult for me to open up about our marital issues. Seth and I have been separated on and off for years. We were 100% private about it. Our own children didn't know. We were separated, living in the same home, raising our kids, trying our best to keep a strong parental front for our children. And so nobody knew. So this was like really the first time we opened up and told anybody. And there, I mean, it's been a long haul, you know, we've been together for a very long time, and we just tried to support our kids. And so these separations we've had on and off for years, we've even dated other people from time to time. I mean, there's been a lot of stuff that's gone on, and I had to let my kids know about all of this before I really was comfortable, you know, opening up to the other women or to the world for that matter on it. So it was a very big deal for me, and it was hard. It was not something I was, you know, accustomed to talking about. It was not something I really wanted to talk about. But I had to, you know, and was forced to talk a lot more than I even wanted to by some of the women. And that to me is not being a good friend. You know, to me, being a good friend is respecting somebody's space and their privacy when they need it. So again, we'll see where that all pans out.
Yeah. I mean, what was your kid's reaction? Because I can't imagine, you know, living in a home and not knowing that my parents are separated. I mean, good for you guys for, you know, keeping it together like that. I mean, kudos to that.
Well, I mean, yes and no in retrospect. I feel like had we been more open about it, we may have been able to address things and nip them in the bud a lot faster. Mm-hmm. So I don't know if I would actually encourage somebody else to do what I did. I know why I did it for my own family, and I know my intentions were good, but I'm not sure it was really the right choice. Okay. But yeah, I mean, my kids were surprisingly very supportive. I mean, by the time they knew anything, they were all out of the house. Yeah. And, you know, they were very much like, you know what, Mom, we want you and Dad to be happy. Do what you guys need to do to be happy, whatever that means for you, you know. And I was very relieved, I'll be honest. It was a huge relief and a huge burden off of me.
I'm sure, definitely. I mean, and can you say like what the status of your relationship is right now? Are you and Seth trying to make it work, or are you dating other people, or are you taking time for yourself?
So I'd rather say that you should watch and see, okay. But I will say we have three beautiful children together. We basically grew up together. I mean, we met at 23 years old. So we're always going to have a relationship together, and above and beyond that, watch and see. I want everyone to be invested in my journey. I don't want to give away any endings.
Yeah. Are we going to see your whole family on the show?
So you will see, Seth, obviously you've seen, Brooks, you've seen, my daughter, Chloe, will be on as well. Mm-hmm. My oldest son, Reed, he's working in New York like crazy hours, so you won't see him, but you'll see everybody else.
Yeah. I mean, has it changed the dynamic in your family at all, you know, having the cameras in your home?
You know, a lot less than I would have imagined. Initially, of course, you're very self-conscious and you're very aware that the cameras are there.
Sure.
And, you know, surprisingly, as I watched the first episode, really very little of what we filmed in the first week or so aired. I mean, so it was obviously like I wasn't comfortable yet. But as time goes on, you just live your life, and you know, this is what you signed up for. So what gets recorded gets recorded, you know. And in my view, I am who I am, love it or hate it. If you hate it, take a pass, no problem. I mean, I have to live my life, and I can't be something that I'm not.
No, that's so true. And I mean, what you mentioned earlier before too about having how some of the girls kind of pushed you to talk about things that you weren't comfortable with. I mean, that's got to be hard too, because you can't really say stop because you have all these cameras around, and it kind of forced you to do things that you weren't comfortable with. Did you feel like that happened quite a bit this season?
I would say that it happened often enough. You know, it wasn't like all the time, but it definitely, you know, someone comes and asks you a question and it didn't, I mean, it's hard. It's very hard to be like, I don't want to talk about that.
Yeah.
You know, and because they're just going to keep asking you, you know, until you do. So yeah, it's difficult, but, you know, you learn to manage and I've learned to open up a lot. I mean, I would say I'm not such a private person anymore. I have the ability to be anymore. So it's been good for me though, in a lot of ways. I mean, as much as, you know, there are times where, yes, I thought it was wrong and inappropriate and I should have just been left alone. Mm-hmm. But on other fronts, it really, you know, I say it's like almost like glam therapy. You really have to analyze what you're saying, what you're doing, and everyone else's. So like when you say something and somebody questions you about it later, you're like, oh, wow, that really did come across as not what I meant or whatever. And you have to, it really forces you to think and analyze and look into introspectively as to what's important.
Yeah. So, what friendship surprised you the most this season that you weren't expecting was going to kind of turn into something?
You know, it's interesting because, I mean, so going into this, the only friendship that I had really on solid ground was with Lisa. Right. Everybody else, you know, Heather, I've known for a few years. I didn't know all that well, but I've known her for a few years. And the other three ladies, I really, you know, met not that long before we did start filming. So, you know, what was... It's hard to say who surprised me the most. I mean, Lisa, no, because I've known her the longest. And I'd say probably not Heather. I think I was probably the most surprised by Jen.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
How come?
I think. But let me watch and see. And then
all right. Yes. Like I said, I'll check in with you at the end of the season. All right. Before we wrap up, I have a little game called Housewives Confessions, like I said. So just a couple of fun little rapid fire questions. All right, so this could be for any of the housewives. Which housewife would you call to bail you out of jail and why?
Lisa Barlow, because I've known her forever and I know she wouldn't let me sit and rot in jail.
I love that. Out of everyone in your cast, who is the best dressed and who is the worst dressed? This one's hard.
Well, best is easy. I mean, I would definitely say Mary is the most fashionable on the cast. That's kind of easy. Worst, I don't know if I would say the worst, but the one who certainly I know cares the least would be Whitney. She's just not that into fashion. Mm-hmm. So yeah, I'll go with that.
Okay, very good. Pick a housewife from another franchise that you would like to come on your show.
So that's a little trickier because I just started watching.
Okay.
Who would I like on our show? Gosh, I don't really know because I really am. I'm just learning. I mean, maybe Garcelle. I really enjoyed watching her this season. But again, I haven't even seen a full season of a lot of the franchises yet. So it's hard for me to answer. But
were you a fan of the franchises before this or is this all about?
I'd never even watched. So I wasn't a fan or not a fan. I didn't even know what I was walking into.
Well, is now I'm a fan. Is it true that you guys didn't know that you were filming Housewives? Is that true or is that a rumor?
Oh, we did. Prior to filming, yes, we did. We didn't know initially, you know, when we were first contacted, no. But yes, we did. So I kind of did a quick run through of maybe an episode or two from each franchise before I started. But I'd never watched a full season of any one franchise.
So funny.
So it was a surprise, a little bit of the deer in the headlights. You'll see it from me, maybe.
Have any of the other housewives from other franchises have reached out to any of you ladies?
Yes, I've spoken with several of the housewives from other franchises. Dolores actually came to my premiere screening last week in New York, and I've spent a little bit of time with Bronwyn, and then other than that, I've had several interactions either via phone or text with many of the other ladies too.
I love that. Okay. If you could swap house husbands with any housewife, who would it be?
That one's too hard because I haven't watched enough to know the husbands right. well. Can't answer yet. Sorry.
All right. Okay. Who out of everybody in your cast, who would you say is the life of the party?
Heather.
How come?
Yeah. Because she's like, she's funny and she's like up and she's kind of like witty and funny. And I don't know. She can be silly and fun.
Definitely. And last one, if you were on a deserted island with one of the women, who would you want it to be?
Oh my God. that's scary.
Yeah.
That's a really scary one. I'm trying to think like who would be the most resourceful one.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. And knowing all these ladies and how they like to live. My God. I don't think, and I would be with myself. Okay. I feel like I'm very resourceful. I think, I don't know if anyone would be so resourceful. I might starve and die of hydration.
You guys wouldn't last an hour.
I love it.
That's so funny. Marta, thank you so much. It was such a pleasure speaking with you, and I cannot wait to see the rest of the season unfold.
Thank you so much. It was great to speak with you, too, and I can't wait to see it unfold either.
Definitely. Hopefully, we can catch up at the end of the season.
I would love that. Right. I would love that.
Bye. Yeah. Have a good day. Bye.
Well, that's it for this week's episode of Getting Real with the Housewives. But if you want more Housewives news, head on over to usmagazine.com, where we've got you covered.